Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is here, too. Keita is a longtime 7-8 year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Joining us all the way from our neighbor to the north up in Canada. She's a happiness expert. She's a speaker and the author of The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. Also co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. You're starting to see the trend here, right? It's all about how to be happy. And I'll tell you what, folks, that's one of my goals in life. Keita, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm calling from a different place, so hopefully we can have a good chat this morning.
I think we can. So you're on the road. Are you moving around?
Yeah, I am moving around, but I'm happy to be around around with all you people, and we can have a good conversation.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we were talking about happiness earlier, and I was talking to the audience about you joining us, and your the world you live in. I've said this many times on the show before. When I turned 40, I didn't know a lot, but I knew I wanted to be happier, and I started to focus on things and people that made me happy. And moving away from things and people that made me unhappy. And I've done a pretty good job of that. One of the things, though, that I found that makes you unhappy are the things that the world tries to put in your head. And in our lifetime, Keita, we've never had no human generation has ever had to deal with the fire hose of information, good, bad, and ugly, that we have today. What do you think?
Oh, I agree totally, and it's so important that we learn to filter, Jim, more than ever, and that filtering has to happen within ourselves, and then we face the world knowing that this is what we choose to listen to, this is what we choose to watch, this is who we choose to be with.
Well, there's no question about it, and we have a lot of choices these days, but that also creates, you know, it causes us to have to be a more discerning consumer of information, doesn't it? I mean, if you're trying to get the news, you have to find out where the news is coming from. If you're trying to get somebody to agree with your point of view, then you're looking for that angle, right? If you're trying to become smarter and educated, you got to move in that direction. The good news is we can accomplish all that. The bad news is that we have to just be discerning and also be careful that whatever is coming into our head is being productive and not harming us. What do you think?
Yes, indeed. And I think, you know, the big label here today is that business of fake news. And I think above all, what we need to discern, as you said earlier, is what is truth? What is truth for us as people and what is truth for us as business people in the sense of what kind of facts are we accumulating, data are we receptive to? Who is our influencer out there? Because these influencers are ubiquitous. They're all over.
Right.
And everyone is trying to convince us that they are right or they have the right product or this is the service we should take or these are the people we should hang out with. And ultimately, it is our decision. We have so much power in that regard.
Now, when you use the word facts, are you talking about your facts or my facts? Someone said that you know, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts, right? It's hard to find today. It's in some ways it's hard to find the truth, isn't it?
It certainly is. The thing is, there's a big difference between what you see subjectively and what you see objectively. And I think those are two key words in this whole conversation. If one is subjective, that means that they already have a certain bias, a certain opinion that they want to coat a series of facts or a conversation with. If you are objective in how you are, then it is likely that you will receive information and news in a more neutral manner. And when you are neutral, when you are objective, when you are nonpartisan, then you are better able to be able to discern or to conclude, is this true or is this not true?
Well, you know, when you and I, in our younger days, and for most of the history of the world, news or outlets had editors. And even when they editors had their own political agenda, most of the time the reporting was not influenced by that agenda. Sometimes it would be, but a lot of times it wasn't. So you and I, as consumers of information, we could sort of count on the editors making sure that what we got was balanced and fair and true as possible, and with more than one source. But today, you and I have to be our own editors, don't we?
Yes, we do. And the other aspect here is whoever is pitching the story to you, the new information to you, is also perhaps has a greater agenda. And a lot of that agenda is formulated by who owns the paper, who owns that person
right.
who is disseminating the news.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is this question of money talking. And this has never existed before.
Never.
And more than ever, we as people who are principled, have values, have certain standards, those have to be put against who is pitching this news or story.
Mm-hmm.
And I venture to say, Jim, that the truth we will find is the truth that actually matches what our values and principles are.
Well, I think you're right, and this is something we all have to, folks. If you're finding that you're tense and anxious and maybe even unhappy, maybe we should take a lesson from our good friend Keita and start asking ourselves, okay, is any of this anxiety that I have, any of this unhappiness I have, is it because of what I'm putting in my head from the world, from all this? All these content sources, all the clickbait that's out there. We're going to come right back after the break with more from our good friend Keita on how to filters. She's going to talk to us about filters that we can use. After the break, 20 after, Keita's book is The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.